This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana has concluded. In Haryana, the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP secured a majority in the 90-member legislative assembly, winning 48 seats and achieving a third consecutive term, while the Indian National Congress captured 37 seats. The Indian National Lok Dal, INLD, won 2 seats and 3 independent candidates emerged victorious. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, the National Conference Congress Alliance is set to form the next government, surpassing the halfway mark with 48 seats in the 90-member assembly. The National Conference secured 42 seats, while its alliance partner, the Indian National Congress, won 6 seats. The BJP won 29 seats. The Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party, PDP, secured 3 seats, while the Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference, Communist Party of India, Marxist and the Aam Aadmi Party each won 1 seat. Independents claimed 7 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that for the third consecutive term, the BJP has achieved victory in the Haryana Assembly elections. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "The land of the Gita, truth, development and good governance have won and all communities voted to the BJP."
Haryana mein teesri baar lagatar kamal khila hai. गीता की धरती पर सत्य की जीत हुई है. गीता की धरती पर विकास की जीत हुई है. गीता की धरती पर सुशासन की जीत हुई है. हर जाति हर वर्ग के लोगों ने हमें वोट दिया है.
He noted that after decades of wait, finally peaceful assembly elections were held in Jammu and Kashmir, votes were counted and results were declared. He emphasized that among all the parties that contested elections in Jammu and Kashmir, the BJP has emerged as the largest party in terms of vote share.
जम्मू कश्मीर में दशकों के इंतजार के बाद आखिरकार शांतिपूर्वक चुनाव हुए. ये भारत के संविधान की जीत है, भारत के लोकतंत्र की जीत है. जम्मू कश्मीर के लोगों ने नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस और उनके गठबंधन को ज्यादा सीटें दी है. मैं उन्हें भी शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ. वोट प्रतिशत के हिसाब से देखें तो जम्मू कश्मीर में जितनी भी पार्टियां चुनाव लड़ रही थी उसमें वोट शेयर के हिसाब से भाजपा सबसे बड़ी पार्टी बनकर के उभरी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing today. The projects include the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport at Nagpur and the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport. In a big boost to affordable and accessible healthcare for all, the Prime Minister will inaugurate government medical colleges in Mumbai, Nasik, Jalna, Amravati, Gadchiroli, Buldhana, Vashim, Bandara, Hingoli and Ambernath in Thane district. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Indian Institute of Skills, IIS, Mumbai, with an aim to create an industry-ready workforce. Established under a public-private partnership model and in collaboration with the Tata Education and Development Trust, the institute plans to provide training in highly specialized areas like mechatronics, artificial intelligence, data analytics, industrial automation and robotics, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit with Laos as the current chair of ASEAN. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. In men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 International 3-match series in New Delhi today. And that is the end of the news bulletin.